We've been studying in the book of Revelation,
and we are on chapter 8. If you would turn there in your Bibles, this chapter 8 is talking about the judgment that's going to come upon the world during the 7 years of tribulation. And that is coming one of these days before mankind realizes it. There's going to be a judgment come by the Lord Jesus, by God the Father. People who at this point of time that we're talking about here, the people of God that are going to heaven will already be in heaven. But except for the 144,000, they are a little bit later in time. But praise the Lord that the Lord is going to fulfill His word. What He has said He's going to do, He's going to do. And here in this place, John, the beloved, one of the disciples that was there in prison on the Isle of Patmos, saw this great and marvelous vision that the Lord was talking to him about what was going to happen in the future during that 7 years of tribulation. And we haven't come there yet. Tribulation is not started yet. We have trials in our lives, but it's not like in the tribulation. Praise the Lord. And the believers in Christ, most of them are going to be in heaven by this time. But we're going to look there in chapter 8. It starts again now with these another set of seven trumpets here in this place. But let's read number 1. But when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And so it's like there's a breather here or something. In the sixth chapter that we studied recently, we saw a lot of judgments of God that will come upon the world in the tribulation time. In this part here, we start out with a silence in heaven, about a half an hour, and it just shows it will be a brief time. We don't exactly understand that it will be just 30 minutes, but it's going to be a solemn calm, C-A-L-M, and stillness before a throne. I'll read it right correctly. Storm before a storm. A storm is going to happen on the earth. And before that starts, there'll be this calm in heaven. And the dear people of God, us included, will be in heaven then. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Now, we have in the Word of God a lot of talk about angels. The word actually used for angel here is a Greek word which means messenger. So it doesn't mean just an angel, one of the angels. Actually, this is redeemed, born-again human beings that are in glorified bodies in heaven. And you might ask me, how do we know that? Because in the Bible, the angels are never to be judges. They always come and assist and do things for mankind, but they don't judge the people of the earth. In 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 3, it says there that we shall judge angels, and it says that the saints will execute God's will. And so the overcomers of this church age that are in heaven at this point in time, when all of this tribulation that the Bible talks about is here, they will be helping the Lord to bring out the judgments that are due this world. We might think, well, how could anybody who is born of God and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior be a person that would actually bring judgment? But you see, this is in the tribulation. This is the will of God. And those overcomer people that are in heaven at this point in time, they will do the will of God, whatever it is. Their Lord Jesus has been blasphemed and has been denied and has all the evil that has happened. And they are going to help to bring judgments now upon this world. Praise the Lord. God is good. And so let's look there in Revelation 5:10. And this is the overcomer speaking here, the four and 20 elders and the living creatures. And it says, you have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. So the overcomers of the church age will be helping the Lord in bringing about the judgments that are to happen in the tribulation. Praise the Lord. We might look at another verse. Let's go to Hebrews, the second chapter, and read there. We want to, when we look up other scriptures, it makes us to be able to come fully into what the Lord has in store for us in a scripture, so it explains it. In the second chapter of Hebrews, verse 5, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. So we know that these are not angels that God has created that are bringing judgments on the world, because he has not put them into this place. And then going on there in verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. Speaking of Jesus Christ, right now at this time, not everything is put under the feet of Jesus. By faith, because of what the scripture says, he's sitting at the right hand of God, and his will is being done in this world. But one of these days, the tribulation is going to happen, and it's going to be utter judgment then upon the people of the earth. Okay? Let's see. In verse 3, back in our chapter 8, it says, another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now, this is not a literal angel either, because the word means a messenger, and this person we know is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the highest messenger there ever has been. He is the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, it's not literally an angel. There's a verse that says, be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. So when this tribulation starts, Jesus Christ will be reigning on his throne. We saw that in chapter 4 of Revelation. He was sitting on his throne. So now he is the authority. And another thing we notice, he says he stood before the altar having a golden censer. These are things that were initiated by God to have in the tabernacle in the wilderness in the Old Testament. The golden censer, where incense would come out, the altar, the brazen altar outside in the yard of the temple and of the tabernacle years and years before, and then the altar inside, the altar of where they put the blood, there in the holy place. And all of those things, remember that when we've studied the Word of God in those Old Testament scriptures, all of these different articles of furniture and the tabernacle and all showed pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is. And so here he is, he's there in heaven, and it said there one place that the tabernacle and the temple built on earth were made after the pattern of that in the heavens. And so when God revealed that to Moses to build a tabernacle for the people of Israel to worship in and outside of, it was all according to the plan that was already in heaven, because all of those things represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And so notice it says, they stood at the altar having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now the word saints here just means those that know Jesus Christ and are there in heaven with the Lord. They are the redeemed of the Lord. And he offers up all the prayers of the people of God at this altar, this golden altar there before the throne. He's the high priest, remember that? He is the high priest. He prays for us in intercessions for us all the time. Praise the Lord. And that's found in Hebrews 5, verse 5 through 10, and also in Hebrews 4, verse 14, if you want to write that down and look it up. So, praise the Lord. We have an altar, it says in Hebrews 13:10. We have an altar, and that is where we pray. Our prayers ascend into the heavens, to this place that the Lord Jesus is. He's interceding for us right there. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 141:2, it says, let my prayers be set forth before thee as incense. So right now when we pray, our prayers ascend up to heaven like incense, like a sweet-smelling savor unto God. Praise the Lord. And notice in chapter 5, we went back there a while ago and read and quoted verse 8. It says there that we are kings and priests unto God. So one day, those who really fully yield to God and walk with God are going to have a place where they will reign on thrones and with crowns like the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be his bride. We find that later in the verses in the 19th chapter. And so praise the Lord. We see here that the Lord is on his throne and he's down getting ready to bring out judgment. So let's go now to verse 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the incense. Now we remember that we're talking about angel as messenger. It's Christ here, because he is the one that is in charge of the judgment of the world on during the 7 years of tribulation. And filled it with fire of the altar, and he cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. So this was a judgment of God. Jesus is pouring out this cup of judgment. And then from now on, we're going to see in verse 7, we're going to read and be studying about the trumpet sounds that sound. The people of God in heaven will hear this. People of the earth won't. But there's going to be great trials upon the earth. And so notice in verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. No doubt we believe that these seven messengers, as the word angel means, no doubt are overcoming people, helping him with the judgment. Praise the Lord. All right, now let's look in verse 7. This is the first one of these judgments called the trumpets. The first angel sounded. He sounded a trumpet. In the Old Testament, some of the Levites would blow horns and there would be music and they would do that as they were marching. They would blow horns. Well, this is like a sound of a trumpet. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burned up. And so this first one that we see, a third part of all the trees and all the green grass being burned up, it speaks of the judgment of God upon the earth. There's going to be a lot of horrible things happen later whenever during that period of time. And I'm going to say this for the children who are here. You don't need to fear, because Jesus Christ loves you. And these children will all be accepted in heaven until they are at the point where they can receive Christ themselves. But during the judgment time of the tribulation, there's going to be some really, really bad stuff happening to this earth. And you know, truthfully, you look around you today at stuff. These children, the incident that happened this week, things are getting worse in this world. Things are not getting better. They're getting worse. And praise the Lord that Jesus Christ is going to come back soon and deliver us from this place. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, we want to be faithful to God and be ready to go, ready to be translated and resurrected, those who passed on from this life and to the glory of heaven. And then from there, the judgments will be begin to be poured out upon the earth. In verse 10, we see, verse 8. And the second angel sounded as it were a great mountain burning with fire, and with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. So it's going to be a terrible time, even the sea being affected by the judgments of God. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. So God is going to destroy things of this earth in judgment during this terrible time of tribulation. And praise the Lord that when we were saved, Jesus Christ is sparing us from a lot of this bad stuff, because all of the church will be gone before the middle of that 7 weeks. There will be Christians that have been born again down here on the earth that receive Christ after this tribulation starts, and many of them will be martyred for Christ. But praise the Lord that He is faithful and He will take care of His people. And then notice that it says this star, this great star from heaven with burning as a lamp of fire. We believe that this is referring to Satan himself. He is this star. You know, right now, he's the prince of the power of the air, is what the scripture says. And he has limited ability. He can't really touch or harm a Christian without some permission. And God sometimes will allow a trial to come our way, maybe to teach us some things or to lead us into a better path or whatever. But this star right here is Satan, and he's going to be cast completely out of the heavens down to the earth. And he's going to be very angry, and he's going to do some really bad things after he is done. Saints, we won't be here, okay? These are things in the future. We won't be here. This is going to happen in the tribulation, especially the latter part. And things will be messed up greatly by this horrible devil that is going to be here. In verse 11, it says, the name of the star is called Wormwood. Wormwood, now that's another name for Satan. Satan is also Lucifer and a lot of other names, the devil, yes, and many other names, but he's also Wormwood, and that word means bitter. He's going to be very bitter that the Lord Jesus casts him completely out of the heavens. He won't be able to go to the throne of God and say to God, like that he did for Job, yeah, but you just let me and I'll punish Job. I'll do things to Job. See, he won't have that place at all at this time. The Lord will cast him right down to the earth. Of course, he's going to do terrible things here. In Joel 2:30, there's a verse that says, and I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. So that will all take place. And there are other references also in Hosea 4:1-6 and Zephaniah 1:23. All right. So in chapter 9, we see a verse there, the very first verse. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the keys of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. I'm reading on there, but that is the same, it's a reference of Satan coming down, being cast down to the earth. Satan will be like a burning lamp and just cause all kinds of problems on the earth. But you see, God is allowing judgment at this point. All right, verse 11. The name, I already read that one. Let's go on to verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So that's one of the judgments that God will allow during the tribulation. Things are not going to be the usual. It's going to be the very unusual things that are happening. And as I've said, at this point, the believers that are saved during this age will already be in heaven. But the people on earth, many of them will take the mark of the Antichrist, and they will be able to live that way. But they will be thinking that he is the Lord. He is their leader, and so they will follow him. And so Satan will empower the Antichrist and the false prophet and poison the minds of the religious bodies, empowering the second beast of Revelation 13 and the false prophet to develop fully his ministry. In 2 Thessalonians 2:11, it says, God will send them strong delusion that they might believe the lie and be damned. See, he's already given all of this time for people to be born again. And even in the tribulation, he will give people opportunity to receive Christ. But it's going to come a time when people who have rejected Christ, they will be judged. All right, we're going to go on to verse 13. And I beheld and heard an angel, again, the word is messenger, flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So there's a third part of the sun has been canceled out, and that would lessen the daylight hours. And of course, the moon then having a problem. And it'll create a time where there'll just be 9 hours of daylight, and then it'll all be darkness again. I have a note here where I read or whatever that this could be a result of nuclear bombs. We don't know what's going to cause this, a great haze that will be over the earth. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 13, I'm going to just read this to you. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in this going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. That's a prophecy from Isaiah 13, 9 through 10. And of course, he was an Old Testament prophet, and his sayings, all the other things that are in the past, that he prophesied by the strength of the Lord have come to pass. So there, the Lord is working out his will in this earth. And notice that he gives, in verse 13, he says, woe, 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 woe. Not for the believers, it's for the unbelievers. And in the Greek, or the Hebrew even, the word woe means it's an exclamation of grief. Just like when we lose a loved one, like those mothers and fathers that lost their children this last week. When they cry, it's great grief. That's what this is going to be to the earth. Think of the calamities like this, like tsunamis and earthquakes in various places and hurricanes and all of those things that are happening. It's going to be a terrible time. And you and I don't have to go there. Praise the Lord. We're going to be in heaven with the Lord. If we know Jesus is our Savior, we're going to go to heaven with the Lord. And that is a beautiful situation. Praise the Lord. We have eternal life by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus.